Three of Oregon's former governors announced their opposition to two Oregon casino ballot measures. Correspondent Christian Foden-Wenzel reports.
Governor John Kitzhaber appears in ads against the two measures. Now, three of his predecessors, Republican Vic Itea and Democrats Barbara Roberts and Ted Kulongoski, are saying jointly that if Measure 82 and 83 pass, casinos could be built anywhere in the state. Roberts says more casinos will not improve Oregon's quality of life.
Don't be fooled by the multi-million dollar TV ads. This is not about water features or movie theaters or farmers markets or fine dining. This is about money, big money, gambling money, and gaming profits. And it will bring with it problems that Oregon communities don't need, don't want, and can't afford to deal with.
Roberts was the first Oregon governor to forge a casino compact with the tribes. She says it was drawn up to both enhance tribal programs and make sure that gambling revenues were shared with surrounding communities. She says that's not going to happen with large out-of-state gambling businesses. Stacey Dykus, the campaign manager for Yes on 82 and 83, says her campaign is giving Oregonians the information they need to decide this issue for themselves.
It's not surprising to us that the existing Oregon casinos and elected officials whom they've supported in the past are come out against it.
2 years ago, Oregonians turned down another measure which would have allowed a casino to be built at Wood Village. I'm Christian Foden-Wenzel reporting.